It's 98 all. Lakers have the ball. Jabbar shoots. Otis Gilmore grabs a rebound. Feeds off to Scott May. May's going up the middle. Dribbles around Lucius Allen. Fakes Kermit. Washes it out of his shorts and slam dunks. And Chicago goes in. Oh, yeah. Lakers call timeout.
Slam dunk all in the man's face.
Oh, I'll give you the game. Florida Evans has a dustcloth in her hand. She wipes it over the TV, sweeps it around the table, and cleans the phone right off the hook. And she's gonna slam dunk her kids if they don't get up off the bench and get their butts into gear.
Sorry, Ma. We didn't see you doing all the work.
Don't sorry, Mama me. Now, the next time you see me cleaning house, it'll be on television on Dusting for Dollars. So you won't miss it. Now get busy.
All right, Thelma, you get the dishes in the bathroom. Michael, you do the dusting.
All right.
Well, Ma, got him on the move now. Oh, boy.
JJ? Are you comfortable, sweetheart?
Oh, yeah, Ma.
Oh, how about a pillow for your head?
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
And one for your little footies.
Oh, that's lovely.
Good. Are you comfortable now, dear?
Oh, yeah, Ma.
That's great. Now, you do something with that bag of bones besides feeding it.
Oh, yes, sir, Ma. Yes, sir.
Looks funny, a broom pushing a broom. And as for you, Miss Black Lethargy of 77, I want you to stop running your jaws and get busy.
Ma.
What?
I just want to say I agree with you.
That ain't Muhammad Ali. He'd be wise to stay out.
You keep cleaning.
Hi, Mrs. Evans. Nice day, isn't it?
What do you want, Goodman?
You know that leaky faucet in your bathroom?
The one that's been going drip, 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 drip for weeks? Oh, yeah, I know that leaky faucet in the bathroom. The whole world knows that leaky faucet in the bathroom.
Well, I'm here to fix it for you.
Then where were you when I reported it 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, Bookman!
Shut up, JJ. Just saving you the trouble, Ma.
Hey, I'm sorry it took so long. The washers were out of stock.
Everything is out of stock around here, you old, 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 what's that name the kids call you?
Buffalo Butt?
Bingo.
Hey, Mrs. Evans, you know, I came up here as a friend who cares. You know, out of the spirit of helpfulness. And you sound as though you don't like living in this building.
How dare you threaten to evict us?
I didn't threaten to evict you.
That's twice. Now, the next time you say it, I'm gonna evict you through that wall.
Ma, at the risk of life and limb, can I say something?
What?
Thelma ain't working.
I am too working. Why don't you mind your business and sweep?
All right, right, shut up, both of you. The only thing is working is your jaws. Bookman, you can go and fix the faucet. If you can squeeze your butt through that bathroom door.
Come on, Mrs. Evans. Now, I came up here as a friend, and all you've done is abuse me. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave. And you can spend your evenings with that faucet going drip, drip, drip. Drip.
Look, I'm going to go and get ready for work. So I want you all to get busy. And I want to see some smoke out here.
This is ridiculous. I had to jump it off.
I said smoke.
You know, I've been a member of this family for many, many years. And I can never remember Ma in such a bad mood. I remember the time Ma bawled me out when I failed geometry for the third time.
Yeah, and I remember when she grounded me for staying out late.
That ain't nothing. I remember the time when she took a piece out of me for playing basketball in my new shoes.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
Yeah, something must be really bugging Ma. She's never been this cranky before.
Maybe she's going through the change.
Yeah, if she is, it sure ain't a change for the better.
Your hard knuckles with Lona's on the way.
Wow! Well, Lona, that's the fanciest outfit I ever seen for swatting flies.
This is a tennis racket. I'm going on vacation next weekend to Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, honey. Woo! Where the elite meet
and raise their glasses and look down their nose at the lower class.
Hey, where's your mama?
She's inside getting ready for round two.
What? Well, only if you're smart, you'll go on your vacation right now.
Yeah, and take us with you.
Now, what are y'all talking about?
Ma's in a rotten mood.
In a rotten mood, your mother. You got to be jiving. She is the dearest, kindest, sweetest, most lovable woman you ever met in your life, honey.
Hi, Flo.
Get lost.
If she gets any more lovable, she won't be worth living with.
Flo, like my outfit?
Little fancy for swatting flies.
Flo, I'm going on a vacation.
Why?
I'm going to Lake Geneva for $48. You get 48 hours of sun and fun. Girl, I wish you was going with me.
That's all right for you. You're a member of the idle rich. I still have to work for a living. And so do you three. Now, when I get back here, I want to see this place spotless. Because if it isn't, you're not going to have to worry about Bookman putting you out. I will.
Kids.
I said smoke.
Lona, we've never seen her like this before. What's wrong with her?
She's tired and worn out. That's what's wrong with her. She's working day and night trying to keep the family together and is beginning to get her down. She needs a vacation. I got an idea. When she comes home from work tonight, be on your best behavior. Give her a couple of really relaxing hours. Can we make a deal?
Okay, right. We got a deal.
Okay, now I'm gonna split. I don't want to be here when Hurricane Flo comes flying back through, child.
I think Malona's right. Ma does need a vacation.
Yeah, more than just a few hours.
Wow, look at this brochure on Lake Geneva. It is bad. I wish Ma could go.
Hey, well, let's stop wishing. Let's make it happen.
JJ, we don't have $48. The only way we can send Ma to Lake Geneva is to mail her.
Well, let's all chip in. Thelma, how much you got?
$10. I have $10.
Michael, how much you got?
Hey, well, I got six, man.
Well, that would get her to the bus station.
Yeah, if she don't get mugged.
$16. Now, is that all we can come up with?
What do you mean, all we can come up with? Where's your money?
Unfortunately, all my available funds are tied up in pork belly futures.
What are you talking about, pork belly futures?
Well, I was hoping to have a date with a certain Miss Nancy Ritter on Friday night to the chitterling party.
If you don't come across with the money, your face is gonna be tied up in fat lip futures.
All right. Turn your back and close your eyes.
Oh, Michael, he's gone for the money belt now.
All right, y'all can turn around now.
You got it from that money sock you keep on that string, huh?
How'd you know that?
Well, when Ma thought you had a hernia, it turned out to be $5 in pennies.
Come on, JJ, how much you got?
I got $14.
Altogether, that's $30. All we need is 18 more dollars.
How are we gonna get $18?
Hey, maybe the travel agent will let us make a partial payment now and come up with the rest later.
Hey, stay cool. I'll handle this. But this is going to take somebody with the diplomatic skills of Henry the K and the sweet moves of Dr. J.
And all we got is somebody with the diplomacy of Phyllis Diller and the silky moves of old Godzilla.
All right, I'll see y'all later.
See you. All right. Thelma, you better make sure you hang on to that brochure. It might be the closest Ma will ever get to Lake Geneva.
Hey, Michael, what you doing?
I'm getting ready to dry my sneakers in the oven.
Oh, no, you're not. My chicken's in there. Now, if you think Ma was cranky before, wait till she comes home and eats a piece of chicken that tastes like a foot.
The way you cook chicken, girl, anything's an improvement.
Voila! You're looking at Ma's vacation.
JJ, is this how Ma's going to Lake Geneva? In a box?
He is gonna mail her. Come on, JJ, is this the best you could do with a travel agent?
Well, Ma's got reservations for Friday, y'all. And this is how she's gonna get there.
JJ, you gonna send Ma to Lake Geneva in her underwear, huh?
You know she's gonna look pretty funny in that hotel lobby.
She ain't gonna be wearing the underwear.
Good.
We gonna be selling the underwear. And with the money that we make, we're gonna send more to Lake Geneva.
You gonna return that underwear and get our money back.
That's right. Either that or we're gonna put your nose in your hip pocket.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I can't do that, Michael. I brought it from a warehouse. And the man, the next to last thing he told me was, no refunds.
What was the last thing?
He said, so long, sucker.
JJ, you have the intelligence of a Q-tip. How did you get conned into such a stupid scheme?
Pure luck. I was coming out of a travel agency when I met my man, Gary Tompkins. You remember Gary?
That Demi. Man, he went to trade school for 2 years to become an elevator operator.
Well, anyway, Gary is now working for an underwear company that's gone bankrupt. And he tipped me to this real shrewd deal.
JJ, you didn't put all our money in this real shrewd deal, did you?
Certainly not. I spent $12.50 for $125 worth of underwear. $10 to the travel agency for a deposit for Ma's trip. A mere $5 to Gary for tipping me to this bonanza. And a few meager little pennies for me to buy some Snicker bars to replenish my strength after carrying that heavy box all the way home.
Okay, JJ, give us what you got left.
Voila!
A Snicker bar. All right, Michael, I guess we're stuck with the underwear.
Yeah.
And you, mister, tell us how we're gonna sell it.
Hey, no problem at all. Now, see, peoples will go without a coat. They will go without shoes. But no one in this vast, wide world wants to go without underwear. You see, underwear is lucky.
JJ, what are you talking about?
It's like Ma always says, always wear clean underwear, just in case you get into an accident. And you see, I've been wearing clean underwear all my life, and I ain't never been an accident.
You mean you were born with that face?
All right, JJ, tell us where we're gonna put this stuff so Ma won't see it.
In Thelma's room, it's only for one day.
Yeah, and how are we gonna let everybody know we're selling drawers? Or advertising on TV?
Plain and simple. Just tell Willona and swear her to secrecy.
Oh, JJ, if you pull this one off, you're gonna be the apple of Ma's eye.
Yeah, and if I don't, I'll be known as the fruit of the loom.
Hey, JJ, I just set the table. What you doing?
I'm clearing the table.
We didn't eat yet.
I know that, but we gotta make believe like we did. See, those people gonna be here buying them underwear pretty soon, and we gotta get Ma out of here as soon as possible.
JJ, she's gonna catch on. You just know she is.
Oh, no shame, Michael. We told her we ate already, Thelma cooked a meal, and it was great.
Well, then she'll know we're lying.
JJ, you think Willona spread the word about the underwear?
Are you kidding? Willona, the galloping gossip of the ghetto? If her mouth wasn't any bigger, you could hold a garage sale in there.
Well, I don't know what's taking Ma so long this morning. I don't think this thing is gonna work.
Relax, Michael. She's in there getting dressed for church.
Hey, that's great. Going to church always puts her in a good mood.
Yeah.
Well, hello there, Mother dear. Don't you look lovely this morning? I swear you never stop getting younger.
JJ, if you don't shut up, I swear you gonna stop getting older.
Now, what do you kids want for breakfast?
Oh, nothing, Mom. We already ate. Thelma cooked the meal, and it was delicious. Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Ma, it was delicious. We had oatmeal.
Sorry you missed it, Ma.
Yeah, well, I guess you overslept, Ma. Just time for a quick little cup of coffee, and then it's off to church.
You know, it's one of those days.
I got plenty of time.
Oh, no, you don't, Ma. You see, the Rev called, and he says he'd like to have you at church a little early this morning.
Yeah, Ma, and he had a good reason, too.
Yeah, what was it?
What was the reason? I don't know. Thelma took the message.
You know, Ma, just as the Rev was about to give me the reason, JJ snatched the phone out of my hand.
JJ?
What happened there, you see, was Wanda got a little sick this morning, and the Rev needs an extra person in the choir.
And he asked me.
Why not, Ma? Maybe he's never heard you sing.
Michael, get Ma's coat, will you please? And Dumma, get her back.
I can't
wait. Wait a minute, JJ. Something smells fishy.
I told you Dumma cooked the breakfast.
I'll get it, children. Hello? I don't know what this world is coming to.
Who was that, Ma?
Some pervert. He asked me if he could come around here and see my underwear. Is everything all right?
Oh, Ma, everything's okay. Now, we'll see you later. Go ahead.
You're darn right you will. So clean that kitchen, straighten up your room, and dust in here.
Say hello to the deacon for me, will you? Well, let's get out the underwear.
Oh, hold it. You know Ma now. You know her.
I said smoke.
Now?
Now, come on, come on.
Let's go. I saw your mama go. Now bring on the customers.
Don't worry, Willona.
What?
They'll be here shortly. You know, the smart buyer doesn't rush out first thing.
Forget the smart buyer. What we need is a weird buyer.
Michael, you see, these are seconds. They have some slight imperfections.
Hey, slight imperfections.
This is like it belongs to the circus.
Child, if David had this, he could knock off Goliath and two of his brothers.
Ooh, well, this could be opportunity knocking. Display the goods.
Okay. All right, we got him.
Y'all open yet?
Just waiting for you, young lady. Just waiting for you. Something in a frilly lace for yourself?
Oh, no. I want some simple underpants for my granddaughter.
Oh, well, then you want to speak to our Mr. Michael.
Mr. Miguel.
Mr. Miguel, he's in charge of our Jolly Junior department. And don't forget, we only have a one-price policy. Everything only 50 cents. So just go ahead and browse, make yourself right at home.
Hold on, JJ. Man, there ain't no way you're gonna get me to sell no girls' underwear.
I go, don't think of it as girls' underwear. Think of it as Mars vacation. Go ahead on over there, bro.
Easy now. Yes, miss, may I help you?
Oh, these are lovely.
Do you have a training bra?
A training bra?
Welcome one and all to Underwear City, be it winter, spring, summer, or autumn. We can cover your top and warm your bottom.
Come right on in. Just browse. Everything's only 50 cents.
50 cents? Now, how can you sell it so cheap?
Girl, all this stuff's got to be hot.
That's what it is.
It's not hot, lady. I just brought it at a bargain.
Sure. We know it ain't hot.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm looking for something for my wife.
Oh, yeah? What size is she? Have you tried a leash? Dumma, bring over our large, extra large, and El Grosso's.
Say, mister, do you have a training bra?
Training bra? Uh-huh. Let me take a look in here. I don't see anything with wheels on it.
50 cents an item, 50 cents, that's all.
It's all hot.
Willona, there are some weird folks running around in here.
Honey, tell me. A chick wanted to buy 6-pair undershorts for her husband in 6 different sizes.
Miss, do you have a training bra?
If you could train this, it's yours.
Oh, thank you, honey. This is just right for my cousin Luella.
Oh, well, I understand we're selling underwear here.
Yeah, Bookman, and you should feel right at home. Because we got every size from rhino rump to buffalo butt.
Speaking of home, your next one's going to be in the park.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you violating Article 5, Section 3 of your lease. I mean, using this apartment for commercial purposes.
Oh, come on, Bookman, give us a break. We're trying to raise some money so our mother can go on a vacation.
Hey, these sure are smart.
Hey, look here, Bookman, how many pair underwear you want?
You know, after all, you're one of my favorite families.
All right, Bookman, how many pair?
Well, I figure 6 ought to do it.
Why not make it an even dozen?
Well, okay then, 13.
13, huh? A typical boogie's dozen.
The name is Bookman, B-O-O-K-M-A-N.
Hey, give the man 100 for spelling.
And 100 for splitting. Get out of here.
Jay, did that booger rip dust off again?
Oh, no, he didn't. Those were seconds.
What was wrong with him?
No flies.
Well, I'm going around.
Oh, Flo, what are you doing back here? I thought you went to church.
Well, I changed my mind. You know, I started to feel guilty about how rough I was on the kids, so thought I'd spend the day with them.
Oh, but that's nice. That's nice. You know, but they might be much happier if you went back to church, Flo.
Show me a black man wearing red underwear, and I'll show you a black woman sleeping by herself.
Well, Lana, huh? They came out of my apartment.
Oh,
it'll be ridiculous.
Look at your apartment.
It's ridiculous.
Hurry up, Evan. They'll be all out of my size.
Now, just a cotton picking.
Oh, wait a minute. Will you please? Can you wait a minute?
What's going on? Who are these people? JJ, what is all this underwear doing around here?
What underwear?
Don't you what underwear me.
Hey, lady, don't shout. Just help yourself to some of this hot underwear here.
Hot underwear? All right. Everybody out. Out, out.
Go.
Hold it. Not you three. JJ, Michael, Thelma, get over here. I want some answers, and they better be good ones.
Well, for one thing, Ma, this stuff is not stolen.
Yeah, we brought it from a warehouse.
How dare you lie to me? This is the worst thing you've ever done.
But, Ma, we're not lying.
Shut up. You're in enough trouble right now, mister.
No, they had a very good reason.
What kind of a reason could they have for doing a foolish thing like this?
They was trying to get enough money to send you to Lake Geneva for a vacation.
I don't care where they were trying to say it was.
Sarah, I want to surprise you.
They were going to send me to Lake Geneva?
Unfortunately, we couldn't raise enough money.
Y'all were going to send me to Lake Geneva?
Yeah, Ma, we figured you needed the vacation.
Yeah, either you or us.
That isn't just about the nicest thing you've ever done. Oh, kids, I'm sorry for the way I behaved.
Hey, Ma, we understand. We just sorry we didn't make enough money.
Excuse me, I heard you could get a good deal on some drawers here.
I'm sorry, bro, but the business is closed.
Closed? With all this stuff here?
Oh, well, then you want to speak to our Miss Florita.
Hey, sir, can we show you some of our underwear?
I called you earlier.